MILLARVILLE, in its 116th year, the Prides and Millerville Fair is still finding new ways to entertain visitors. Held on the Millerville Racetrack grounds, the fair runs on August 19 and 20 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 and is free for children 8 and under. Suzanne Sills, past chair of the fair committee, said the weekend is packed with activities. "We've really tried to make it a fun atmosphere, and tried to put out things that appeal to people of any age," Sills said. Fair favorites such as horse events, farm animal shows, make and take activities and the farmers market will take place as usual, but organizers have packed a few more things into the schedule for Sunday, she said. "What we've done differently this year, is we have really put on a show on Sunday that is unique," Sills said. On that day, organizers have put together a specialty market with vendors, artists and local groups numbering about 65. There will also be new activities and displays that haven't been seen at the fair before, she added. New attractions include the addition of a miniature horse show, stick horse, three-legged and sack races, line dancers and stock dog demonstrations where the dogs herd a flock of ducks. Other activities being introduced on Sunday give participants a chance to test their mettle in the heat of competition. "The one thing that we're most excited about is what we call the Farm Strong Games," she said. Designed to appeal to the demographic of 20 to 40-year-old men and women, the games consist of a tug-of-war and hay bale toss. "You actually toss a bale of hay over a high jump bar," she said. "The bar starts at 5 feet and will be raised 6 inches at a time. Contestants get 2 tries to get the bale over without hitting the bar. That's an individual competition, and there's some big money on the line for first, second and third places," Sills said. "Anyone over the age of 15 can take part in the hay bale toss if they sign a waiver." Heritage Point Firefighters and Oilfields High School are entering teams in the tug of war, and organizers hope to see a few more teams enter. "That's a $500 prize for the winning team," she said. Other popular attractions and fair mainstays are the rooster crowing contest, pie and watermelon eating contests, and bench exhibits, she said. An exhibit from the Alberta Birds of Prey Foundation is returning after it was a huge hit last year, she said. The fair is hosted by the Millerville Racing and Agricultural Society, MRAS, and the Prides Community Association. Schedules for both days are available online, with some activities taking place on Saturday or Sunday only. For more information, visit millervilleracetrack.com/prides-millerville-fair.